Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam, as usual. If you want to hear more of me, you know, who doesn't? Go over to Rose Pricks, the Bachelor Roast, because, you know, I talk crap about that show, too. And here I am with my gorgeous little friend, co-host, and travel partner, and life partner, Mr. Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon you can find on YouTube. I was about to say the B-side blog.
Yeah, well, they're technically that, too.
Yeah. Ben's of a lot of things, okay? I have to pick one every day.
I'm basically, I don't want to say I'm a Renaissance man. I'm more of like, what's an era that like not like some stuff happened, but not a huge amount. Like
the 2000s, the 2010, I don't know. What would you call a 2010 man? That's me. I'm like, I'm tired. I went to the store today.
Yeah, I'm that. Whoever the era is, I'm like the Debbie Gibson era. Like there,
I think that's a proud era. You know,
that is a proud era.
There are a lot of heroes that people aren't just recognizing, like Tiffany and Debbie Gibson. Like, let's come on.
Yeah.
But Debbie Gibson, you know, they sang in malls. That was not easy. That was like a new thing that they did, and they really embarked on that journey and changed music forever.
Yeah, you know, I think I was more like maybe I'm more like the like pre-Nirvana era, where it was like the hair bands were having their last gasp. So you had like Mr. Big, and you had the Scorpions with that whistle song, you know, and Nelson. I'm the Nelson era. Okay, they had like four hits. Got my four hits. Don't have long hair, but I'll wind up in Disneyland.
I'll stay in the Debbie Gibson era. I'm proud of it. Everybody, welcome to the show. Just a quickie update on our live shows, which we're doing all the time. We love doing them, okay?
Yeah.
Meeting you and laughing with you. So we're going to be doing a lot of those coming up. We just announced Salt Lake City and a second show in Austin and NOLA, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well,
super cool. And Kansas City.
In Kansas City, yes. I'm sorry, Kansas City. That was rude of me. You see if I don't have it written down. So here we go. Here's the upcoming cities. Tap them up. Debbie Gibson era.
Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry.
Singing in front of a Cinnabon. Okay. Here's the cities.
I get lost in our concerts.
I get lost in your buns. Oh, Cinnabon. Okay. Tampa, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago. Two shows in Chicago. One sold out, but there's still tickets for the second one. New York City, same story. St. Louis, Missouri, Philadelphia, same story as the others. Sold out first one. Second one still has tickets. By the way, those second shows are loopy affairs, much like our second show today, this one, yeah, which we're doing at yeah night right now. Denver, Colorado, Seattle, Washington, the 2020 Golden Crappie Awards in Los Angeles, California, Detroit, Columbus, Austin, and Austin. Again, one sold out, one's open. Houston, NOLA, Kansas City, Omaha, and Salt Lake City, everybody. So come to those. Also, go grab your shirts. A couple weeks left to get your Shannon Bedore, Shannon Bulldog t-shirt, because she has a bull on her head that somebody donked. She got a brain concussion, then her brain bled. And also twerp and dork. And when life gives you tacos, make tacos salon.
Taco salad.
Yeah, so go get those shirts. And if you want to see these on video, we do a couple of weeks. And we're on it right now for the second time today. We're both in the same shirts.
Yeah, look at that. That's how you know it's real. We didn't even have a costume change. We just had a lighting change.
I had a water change. I forgot to fill up my coffee earlier. So now I have life-giving Dasani, darling.
I wish I had water in here right now. I don't have any. I forgot to pour myself some.
Well, you're just going to be a thirsty bitch. And it's perfect because we're talking about Real Housewives of Dallas today.
Yeah. And, you know, my first note was organs because there's like this rabbit funeral. But because this show is so demented, like when I saw organs, I was like, what did Leanne do to a cadaver? What happened?
Or just not even a cadaver, you know, just like just someone's organs.
Yeah. Like, I found some organs on the floor. You don't want them? Having an organ party.
So the previous season on the show, we don't have to cover all of them. I just like that when it starts out, they let somebody new do it every week. And this week is Deandra. And she's just so Deandra, even in the previously. Yeah. She's like, previously on Real Housewives Dallas.
Previously on Mother.
Previously, my mother ruined my previously. So I'm going to start it over. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mother. Did it again. You know what? I'm never speaking to you again. We're starting a podcast together immediately. Right.
Previously, my mother owned me a loan. Previously. So, so it opens up with this animal funeral, which was like the centerpiece of the trailer for some strange reason for the season. But it's finally the time has come where Brandy is hosting a funeral for her bunny, Playboy Bun Bun, or whatever it's called. And
You know what? Be more creative, okay? Like white lady in Texas, you know, you named your daughter Brooklyn, for Christ's sake. You couldn't come up with something better than Bun Bun.
Well, I kind of get the feeling like they named the bunny Playboy, which also is really not that original if you think about it. And then I feel like the kids just started calling it Bun Bun, or they just started calling it Bun Bun. So then it became Playboy Bun Bun Redmond. I just feel we could do better, Brandy. We could do better. Like, just come up with any. I think if you're going to get a bunny, you should give it a name where a top hat would be appropriate. Like Aloysius. Angus.
I'm actually okay with Brooklyn. I think that's a beautiful bunny name.
Brooklyn the bunny.
Yeah, like the tough-ass little bunny, Brooklyn. And Brinkley. Brooklyn and Brinkley are both great bunny names. And they start with B. You know, and that's probably why she got a damn bunny in the first place, because it started with B. You know, she's doing like that. I'm a cute white girl from Texas. Everything's going to be B. My husband, my kids, my animals.
I would have named it. I got a bunny. If you're going to do a B, I mean, you're right. Like Brooklyn and Brinkley are kind of like really much better bunny names than children names. But given that they already exist in the house, like I wouldn't name the bunny Bruin. Maybe like Bolton, like for Michael Bolton.
Yeah, Bolton. That's good.
Or, Bianca, but that's a little too much for a bunny named Bianca
or Blanca, because white, it was a kind Blanca of a white bunny or, so that's where we're coming from today. The house in Plano. Okay, so I just wrote down, why is there an organ playing at the house in Plano? Because this is how Texas is, you know, the houses and the churches all look the same, just big rich boxes, you know they cost a lot of money and like some rich people paid for that shit, but you don't know quite what's going on in them. And it turned out it was a church, lovely.
You know what's funny about you saying that, like as we're talking on my Safari browser is open in the background. And there is a Google ad for a Plano box. So there you go.
A Plano box? Is that a thing?
It's like those tackle, you know, those like plastic boxes that have like there's, they have divisions in them. Like I actually have one behind me somewhere, but I'm not going to get up to get it. You know, those like they're sort of like translucent plastic and you open them up and they have divisions and you can like you can put like little piece, like people use them for fishing. They have like a latch and they
a tackle box. Like,
It's not a tackle box. It could be used as a tackle box. But a Plano box a Plano box.
I feel like people from the Northeast just make up words, so other people from the South feel stupid.
Oh my God, it's a brand. It all comes together. Brand, Brandy, Plano. She lives in a box in Plano. She is a Plano box.
I know. Maybe that's what Leanne was talking about that first episode when she met Brandy and she said, it's getting a little Plano in here. Maybe Brandy was just like a very organized girl or something. I don't know.
I
love that you're really looking around your house for
I know
a Plano
I have
box.
One. Like, I've been, like, for the past 10 days, I'm like, I got to put that Plano box away. And now that I'm like ready to access the Plano box, nowhere to be found.
Hope you can find it under your two Scrabble boxes.
Under your
Crapton Ben below deck hat. Get over here. You're doing a show right now.
I know I'm doing a show. I'm looking for a Plano box at the same time.
So anyway, the rabbit died. Okay.
By the way, these are not Scrabble boxes. These are two editions of Guess Who two different listeners made me a custom Bravo Guess Who game. One was from Denver. I forget what the other one was from, but we've got, and then Kim. We have the Monopoly game that our listener Kim, she made us. That's Bravo Monopoly. And then on top of that is an actual board game.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You need a Plano box to organize that shit. I know. See, I'm learning. You teach me things.
I'm shocked you don't know what about Plano boxes. It's blowing my mind because I just feel like it's something that I thought you were going to have a story like, oh, yeah, Plano boxes. I remember when I used to work at Aunt Josie's bowling alley, they'd make me go wipe down the alley, and all the rags were kept by the Plano boxes. And one day I knocked over the Plano box with all the tacks and all the quarters in it. And Aunt Josie hit me over the head with it.
That probably happened. That actually sounds familiar. And how could I have a lesbian Aunt Josie who bossed me around in a bowling alley that didn't have a Plano box? That's why I think you're just making this shit up. If anybody should know about organizing boxes, it's me. Okay. You're lying. It's a tackle box. Okay.
You should listen, Ronnie. You better look up the Plano box now.
No, because I'm too tired. We're gonna get this recap's so many, gonna be 19 we're gonna hours.
Get, no, I don't care. We're gonna get so many tweets. Be like, this is what a Plano box is. So you better look at it right now.
Hey, this box you're looking into is not on care box.
The Plano box.
That's a rose. Okay, so everybody's like pretending to care about this rabbit. Okay, you don't care about this rabbit because you put the rabbit, after it died, you put it in a box for 6 months until you were sure you were shooting it.
Not a Plano box either.
Yeah, just like a regular old like Ralph's cake box, you know? Fuck was
it's
that
like
thing?
Carvel. It was like Carvel and the kids painted like Never Forget over it. And like there's still like the faint smell of like cookie puss.
Yeah. So this wasn't a surprising scene because we saw it in the preview. So thanks for giving away everything away, Joker. Just kidding. I didn't even see Joker. So Brandy, yeah, she had her bun in the freezer. That's, you know, it's a Bravo storyline I didn't know I was going to get sick of. People just putting dead things in the freezer.
It's happened more than we ever thought would ever happen.
Or are there no vagina tighteners in town that we can watch, you know, go to work on you guys?
I know. Well, at least she didn't like cradle the dead animal the way MJ did, but she did sort of like scratch its frozen fur a little bit in the flashback.
Yeah.
So they have like a like Brandy gives some sort of like joke eulogy, and then we have a really funny kind of bun memory montage set to some cheesy song, which I actually really enjoyed.
Yeah, Bun Bun was a really cute rabbit, and it had like long kind of mohawk hair. There was something on the on the hair of the. I mean, just a really beautiful rabbit, and it deserved better.
Yeah, Bun Bun deserved to go to space. Bun Bun deserved to be one of those bunnies that they're like, by the way, we took a bunny to space, and it floated, and it's back now. And we're like, oh, that was a cool story to read.
The bunny's like, everybody in space was so mean to me because I was poor. Okay, so close up of pills. Just like we get a close up of pill bottles and stuff. And it's not for any of the housewives, it's for poor Chief, the dog.
Oh, Chief. We're going from one animal woe to the next. By the way, we should mention at Bun Bun's funeral, Stephanie did fart. So there was that.
She did?
Oh yeah, she goes, I just farted. And Travis goes, smells like Bun Bun.
Oh, I didn't know what he was saying that about.
It could be so many things on this show. So yeah, so we're at Leanne's house, and Chief developed an ulcer in his eye. Leanne goes, well, Chief scratched his eye, we don't know how. I'm like, you don't know how? Carly's sitting right there. Just look at Carly, the shadiest dog on TV. Carly's like, mm-hmm. That's damn right. I scratch his eye and I'll do it again.
And she's not invited to my wedding either, bitch. Well, so yeah, Carly's sitting there like, no one said my name today. Keep it up, Chief.
Oh, Chief gets all the attention. Yeah. Interesting.
Carly, what are you doing with that box cutter in your mouth? Nothing.
Hey, Rich, I think Carly got the knobs out of the Plano box. You want to check on her, make sure she's not up to anything bad?
Yeah, so Chief, I think I'm the kind of parent, I'm a parent like Leanna's a parent. We're like, well, the dog scratched his eye. We don't know how that happened. And then he got an ulcer, because that's how I would be if my child or my dog came in with a scratched eye. It's just like, oh, your eye's scratched? Okay, well, you can't talk to me. I don't know how that happened. And then a month later, he got an ulcer in his... Take your dog to the doctor, okay? Or tell Ben about it and get Ben worried so Ben calls the doctor for your dog.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I would be like, Leanne, your dog might develop an ulcer.
In the
tie. Dog could develop an ulcer.
So then they start talking about this couple shower, which is the 97th shower that we've heard about on this show. The whole season has been these fucking showers. And this is the couple shower. So she's like, well, I just thought, here's who invited to my shower. The people who support me. Carrie and Mark Duber. You might not remember, but I said that he got blowjobs in the roundup and whop. Well, it's all good now. Supportive. Yeah. Right. She just starts naming all the people.
Yeah,
Tiffany
Travis
and her odd-looking lesbian husband, who I totally support. Love the guys.
He's like Keith Urban. They call him Keith Suburban, which is a comment on both his style of music and that he is actually lower than Keith Urban.
That was one of my favorite internet nicknames, Keith Suburban.
Keith Suburban.
Yeah, just thank you, internet. That was just a beautiful gift.
And it's so nice to see that Aaron is still trying to make that hair happen. Like, he is committed to it. And, you know.
You know, look, once you once you pay good money for, like, a real hair wig, or just, like, an expensive wig. I don't know if it's real hair.
Yeah.
Once you, like, really go out for that hair, it's like when you get a couch and you just cover it in plastic. Like, your grandma just covers it in plastic to keep it nice forever.
Yeah.
You
know? It's like when Carol Radswell had that ratty old couch for years and years. It was all tattered, but she's like, I'm going to stand by this couch. Well, he's doing that with, you know, the Goo Goo Dolls guy hair, you know,
yeah.
Johnny Resnick or whatever his name. He's like, I'm going to keep this hair alive.
Yeah.
It'll still be happening. And by the way, Johnny Resnick, I just saw a music video, a Goo Goo Dolls music video.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I was a very homosexual teenager. Okay. I didn't understand them. So, yeah, he's basically like a human grandma walking couch covered in plastic. So they're there and everybody just starts showing up to this little shower, and even Leanne's kind of bored at this point. She's like, hi.
We're not
by the time there. She gets there, she's like, hi. Okay, yeah, so now she's still talking about who she invited. And she's like, you know, I didn't invite Carrie, not because she's a fucking bitch to me and has all those stairs in her house or whatever, but because I just really don't know her. So
yeah, we don't know that Rich and I don't know them as a couple. So logic, like, okay, but she's still invited to the wedding. So
logic.
So then Leanne is like, you know, it'd be really magnanimous of you would be if you, Rich, hand Brandy an invitation. I think that would be very magnanimous of you.
And she's like, yeah, but only if things go well today when I see her. Like, Leanne's like always keeping a little prize just in case you do good. Like, you win.
Yeah.
You get to come buy me a present at my wedding. Okay.
Exactly. So Cameron comes over to the house. And first of all, a few things I have to remark. You know, I love that Leanne has a table full of giant Amazon packages. Like, that's great. She's putting Catherine Dennis to shame. There were so many Amazon packages in that living room. Also, the commitment to brown decor, like, really, I feel like we haven't commented on that, but they are really committed to that brown decor, and I appreciate that. It's like, it's a change up from like the McMansion look, you know?
Yeah, from the play now.
Yeah. So Cameron comes over and she's basically like, oh, I got Chief a CBD remedy for his eye. It's going to relax his anxiety. It's like the taco salad of dog medicine.
Yeah, I got him a present. You might notice that it's for Chief because it has a dog paw on it. So, and Leon's like, drugs.
You give my dog drugs?
It's not that kind. It's like the other kind. It's like, oh, marijuana, ain't that the same? It's like, oh my God. This is like the last cop I need to be pulled over by is rich, you know? Like, you guys think it's not? No, it's not all the same. But it's all
Cam,
delicious.
Cam, you're dealing drugs to my dog. Why aren't you dealing drugs to me? I mean, if you're going to be a friend, be a friend.
I just came here about your dog, but I'm totally excited about Thursday and the party I'm throwing you.
It's going to be a great party.
It's going to be a great party.
That's so much fun. Jimmy is planning it, and she's the queen of party planning.
She's the queen.
She's the queen.
And then they show a clip to prove that Jimmy is the queen of party planning, and Cameron's like, yeah. Okay, Jimmy, look at this catalog. Here's what they're offering at the venue. They're offering restoration hardware chairs for free or ghost chairs that are not free. And Jimmy's like, get the ghost chairs. Yeah. Like, oh my God, she's the queen of party planning.
The queen. I was like, it's a hard choice, you know? Restoration hardware chairs or ghost chairs? I'm like, how do you turn out a restoration hardware chair? I mean, the only thing that could be better than a restoration hardware chair has to be a ghost chair.
Ghost chair. So then they cut to Leanne's dog, who is high as fuck. Your dog is laying there, like, his tongue is just, like, lolling out of his mouth. Then we go back to the funeral, and Stephanie's like,
are you going to Cameron's shower later? Because, like, I totally can't go, but I thought I could go, but, like, it's almost Easter, and so, like, my childhood's, like, doing Easter thing.
Brandy's like, yeah, me too. But they're cutting back and forth between them talking about how they're not coming to this Easter thing and Cam announcing that they're not coming to this Easter thing.
Yeah, exactly. And Cameron, like, as soon as Stephanie said that she had to back out, I was like, uh-oh. I mean, Cameron got Jimmy involved. She's not going to be happy. And she's like, yeah, she's backing out. She RSVP'd, yes. She even gave me menu options. Like, who does that? We're going to have two empty ghost chairs.
Yeah, well, I will say that, like, Cam was really nice about it and was totally understanding. And I know Leanne's going to be understanding about it because I didn't go to, like, her little fashion show thing with, like, her dresses with those sleeves, which I've never heard of again. But anyway, I didn't say anything. You know, she's going to be fine with it. Everybody's going to be fine. It's great.
I love when Stephanie walks herself into a trap. Everything's gonna be fine. Hey, I heard some weird noises in the basement, but I'm just gonna go check on it. I'm sure it's fine. Sounds almost like a feral monster, but that wouldn't make sense. So I'll be down there.
Well, she was like, I can't make it, girl. And Leanne says, well, I was gonna give her an invitation to get onto my Amazon registry. When am I supposed to give her that?
It's like, well, why didn't they know that they weren't going to make it a month ago? Why didn't they know they weren't going to make it, like, 2 weeks ago? Why didn't they know they weren't going to make it, like, a week ago? Why didn't they know, like, 4 days ago?
She just keeps naming all these times that they could have known sooner.
Why didn't they know 3 days and 18 hours ago?
I mean, to give them credit, they knew, like, 4 hours ago. So that could have been worse.
It could have been worse, but, like, we just ordered the ghost chairs.
Yeah.
Just ordered them. And they're scary. Have you ever seen a ghost chair? You can't even sit in it. It's literally a ghost, and you just fall right through it. And it goes, boo.
Ghost guests. So then we go over to Dee's house.
By the way, the Brandy's, like, Stephanie's excuse makes sense. Her kid is going to be in, like, a little school play. Brandy's, I feel like, is a little weaker. Well, it's going to be Bruin's first Easter egg hunt, and I don't want to miss that. He's never going to remember it, okay?
I'm not going to miss his very first. Every fucking day is Easter for a kid. It's like, boom, yeah. You find something, and you're like, look, I found something, you know? You could be in bed and be like, oh, my God, look, I'm sleeping on this thing. It's a pillow, you fucking idiot. What are you, fucking baby? You know, babies are dumb. Everything's exciting, you know?
Yeah, Brandy, you can't brag about being raised in a mobile home and then turning down fancy free food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a free meal.
Well,
go for
there must have been maybe there was just another free meal somewhere.
There must have been. There must have been a free meal at the dinosaur Easter pageant.
Yeah. So they're both thinking, oh, this is going to be fine. This is going to be fine. So then it cuts back to Cameron. She's like, she was like, can't make it, girl, blah, blah, blah. So whatever. So Leanne's like, well, that's okay. We're still going to have fun. Like, since one of you relied on Brandy to have fun anyway?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Exactly. Exactly. So now we go over to Mama D's house where nothing has been touched for 20 years. It's like,
wow,
the same interior decor from, like, I don't know, whatever was a popular store in 1993.
Yes, a lot of faux finishes on the wall. I mean, it is just, it's glorious.
It's perfect. It is amazing.
And then we get a portrait.
A
we get like a rich person version of Olin Mills. Who would that be?
Like, I don't know.
That kind of picture on the wall of Dee and Dandra, and it is priceless. And Mama Dee has her power meemaw hair, but it's like when she was just like a power mom. And yeah. So it was red, which cracks me up because my mom was like that, and she's a redhead too. So I'm like, wow, this origin story is just titillating.
The hair story is just fabulous. So Deandra walks in like, mother, mother, mother. So Dee is sitting outside in the back. Just she's probably been sitting there for about 5 days waiting for her daughter to come crawling back with money. She's like, well, I just made sure to extend the lease on the office for about 3 years. She should be here any second now. So she comes in and Dee's like, well, I haven't seen you. Have you been traveling? Which is her way of being like, why don't you pay attention to your mother?
Yeah.
You ungrateful little bitch.
It's like, I haven't seen you since I went to Mexico.
No. Just looks at her like, people do that? Why would you do that?
It's like, you went to Mexico when you're running a company. Got it.
Noted.
Yeah.
So Dandra's like, oh yeah, it was nice to get away from work. You know, you're going to fall out of chair, mother. You're going to fall out of your chair.
I don't think so. It's pretty sturdy. I've been in it for 6 days.
Well, I'm just warning you because I know at your advanced age, that could be a fatal thing for you. So don't fall off your chair, mother. I did bring a cane just in case. Oh, Deandra, you think you won this one. You think you're so smart. You wait till you see what's inside this ruffly blouse I'm wearing.
Oh, God.
She's wearing a coffee filter, by the way. We should mention that.
Yeah, she is. Her outfits for this whole episode are just killer. Her diary room session outfit is just wow. So she's like, I made the decision. I made the decision to move the store in my house. And she goes, oh, Lordy. And she keeps doing that, pulling things out of her teeth with her tongue while she just kind of stares at Dandra like she's going to eat her like a steak. Just like.
Mm-hmm. And basically the problem is that she was there all ready to move out of the office and do this whole transition, but they just can't get out of that lease. Because you know that Mama D really probably added like several more months. Be like, let's see how Deandra deals with this one.
Do you have 40-year leases? Because that's what my life has basically been. Okay.
Yeah.
So 40-year commitment. Or I guess 50. Sorry, my ages are wrong. I'm loopy. So Deandra's like, well, we don't have money for that lease, mother. She's like, oh, you're going to pay that lease.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay it. Oh, just added another day. How did that happen?
Oh, whoops. I must have just accidentally re-upped for 2 more years. But you can pay for that, right, with all your management experience, air quote.
She just keeps like waving an auction fan towards the camera outside. It's like the invisible billionaire with this lease. Like, raise the lease. Raise the lease.
So then Dee is like, so have you thought about taking yourself off salary there? That's what's draining it. I mean, not my membership to the club or the Bentley, well, and the other club. It's your salary. And Deandra's like, well, mother, I can't live without a salary, you know? I mean, how do I live without a salary? I can't do that.
Well, if there's no money to pay a salary, then there's no money. She's like, well, what am I supposed to do, mother? She's like, well, I guess get a job, which is hilarious. That's just a hilarious idea. Deandra just being like, hi,
anything. I'll do anything. I'll do any Old Navy cash. Sounds great. But how do I do it?
Listen, I've seen Hustlers. So Deandra's like, she's like, listen, you know, mother, I don't have a husband who can bring in the money, mother. And she's like, oh, that's right, because I married someone with money.
Yeah.
And she says it in a way that at first I thought she was being sarcastic, like, oh, Deandra was going to hold her accountable for that. But then I realized that Mama Dee was actually bragging about that. Like, that's right. I married a Simmons.
Yes, and she should, because Deandra's trying to shame her. Like, well, I'm sorry, I didn't just marry for money. And she's like, well, yeah, you're right, I did marry for money. That's why I have it, and you don't, stupid.
So then DeAndre's like, well, I think that maybe what I'll have to do is take out a loan. And Dee goes, I didn't know they gave loans to people that didn't have any money. And she gives this face like, oh, you poor thing. Sweet little pauper who's not related to me at all.
And DeAndre says, inside right now, I'm furious. But my mother is the executive of the trust. If I tell her what I'm thinking, I lose my house. I lose my car. I lose my photographer. I lose my husband. I lose my stepchildren. I'm at rock bottom right now.
And she's like talking about how she's at rock bottom in the diary room session in like a ball gown and like glittery skin and yes. jewels hanging off.
See, DeAndre, what you need to do is start saving money. You know what I like to do? I like to put a penny in the jar for every time I have an impure thought. So just a penny in the jar. Oh, that's right. You discontinued jars. You just have a pouch. Oh, well, guess you won't be able to save those pennies.
Not a lot of pennies and pouches. So she's like, listen here, DeAndre. You educate a child. You give him a college degree. You give him the best life and everything. But then you go to a taco restaurant. Busy time when service is going to be terrible. You tell her to invite all her friends. None of them really show up because she doesn't have any, but she does have a lot of clerks eating free tacos. She thinks might be free, but she's really paying for it, and ends up taking a company that sucks. Have fun, sucker! You should have noted that taco party. This was nothing good. That looked like a fucking trap.
Yeah, you're right. She's like, well, listen, DeAndre, I am not going to put a money into a company, anyone's company. I only invest in myself. And it's just a shame that you pushed me out of my very own company because I would have invested in it, but I'm just not going to invest in a spoiled brat who doesn't know how to save a penny in a pouch.
And I just keep thinking Mama D is sitting there watching Beyonce concerts on repeat and just saying whatever she heard. Because I saw a Beyonce concert on TV years ago from Vegas. And I think I've told this before, but she's like, I went to Egypt. And it was like this big spiritual thing. And she's like, and now I'm in Vegas. And listen, I'm not a betting girl. But one thing I'll always bet on is myself. It's like, okay, Beyonce. And then here's Mama D.
Deonce.
Deonce. Mama Deonce.
Deonce knows.
So, surfboard. Surfboard.
I am drunk in Green Miracle. if you liked it, you should have put a Mama D in it. So, anyway, so basically, basically what D is saying is like, if you're asking me for money to put in the company to save it, I'm not going to because I only invest in stuff that I'm in. And it's just basically like, I don't trust your management, right? So I only invest in myself. And DeAndre goes, but I am an extension of you. And she's, oh, DeAndre, we have been down this road a million times. But mother, when I took over this business, it wasn't in a good position. Oh, but you wanted me to give you the business. You begged. What was I to do? I mean, I wanted to save it, but I'm just too good of a mother to deny my daughter what she really wants. A busted company that's not worth a lemon.
Yeah. And I love that she kind of confesses to us because the whole time I'm like, well, shut up. You know, DeAndre already ran this into the ground. Shut up, DeAndre. You know, but then Mama D actually just comes totally clean and tells us in this big, huge, blue, like, weird pajama dress. Damn. I don't know what the hell. It was amazing, though. So she's like, last year, when I signed the business over to DeAndre, it wasn't at a high peak. It had been in the past, but I wanted to see if DeAndre could turn that around.
Yeah. We could say that the company was sort of in its DeAndre phase, you know, past its prime. But I thought that maybe DeAndre, having been through a DeAndre phase, could un-DeAndre it. But guess what? Once you're DeAndre, you're DeAndre.
So DeAndre's just not having it. She's like, well, I'm trying to figure out what to do, mother. And Dee says, well, I'm a closer and I'm a salesperson. I'm not the kind of person who figures things out. So, sorry.
I don't know. I mean, if I gave you $100,000, you wouldn't be able to make it. I mean, that's just the way you are. You spend everything you make. You always have. God bless you.
We all have gifts in life. Dandruff's gift is asking for money. Okay.
This is a mother talking about her daughter on national TV.
Then she says, "There are no handouts out. There are no handouts in this world." Right after she talked, like right after she bragged about never having to work because she married a rich dude. I mean, this world.
And then Deandra's like, "But mother, you raised me a certain way. I had 275 dresses when I was 5 and 75 pairs of shoes, and now you're surprised that I don't know how to keep my money and budget my money." And Dee's just like, "You don't know how to budget. That's your problem. All those things are to show you how you can budget if you have lots of money because you married rich."
And Dandra's like, "Well, I already took a huge pay cut, mother. And then I got a small stipend at $5,000 a month from the trust. But that, it's ridiculous. I can't live on 60 grand a year, mother." But then she tells us later, our next tactic is to tell her mother that she's going to just get rid of everything in her house. She's like, "I'll get rid of my jewelry. I will get rid of my artwork, whatever I need to." And Dee goes, "Well, I haven't seen any paintings, but they'd have to be Picasso's to get collateral."
Yeah, which, by the way, that was
collateral. Sorry.
Yeah, that was also like a microaggression against Jeremy because that's the artwork. It's all Jeremy's. Well, I haven't seen, unless it's like a Picasso or something, I don't think that's going to be collateral. Also, by the way, the hilarious part is that Deandra can't even sell her house because Dee owns it. So what are you paying for? Why can't you live off of $60,000 a month?
Like, your car is paid for. You know that's not a lease. I mean, and she's driving.
The house is paid for. You don't have kids. I mean, like, where is this $5,000 a month going towards?
Yeah, well, you know, shopping, I guess. But girl, like, I know that Deandra's trying to be nicer this year because last year she really got hammered all over the internet. And you can tell she is making an effort to be more decent this year. But God, you're just not helping yourself because people are so pissed after this episode.
Yeah. So Deandra, I mean, she's just looking so ridiculous here. And Dee just has her. Dee is just like eviscerating her, you know, in the most passive aggressive way, sometimes aggressive. And Deandra's like, "Well, I mean, I guess, mother, I do have some stock left. So I guess I could sell that." And Dee goes, "Well, I mean, I know, but it's not much. I mean, because you told me."
Yeah, she catches herself. She catches herself. She goes, "Yeah, I know because you told me." And Deandra's like, "Wait a minute. How do you know what I have in my accounts? Wait, I don't know what you have in your accounts over at the SUPs."
What'd
she say? What's her bank? I was like,
UBS.
Yeah, SUP. She's like, I don't know what you have in your account over at UBS, account ending in 9294. Okay, now I know what you had 7 years ago when Daddy died, but I don't know since then. And the reason you know what I have in my, because you looked at my day, it's wrong, mother, day, it's wrong. And she starts trying to like get pissed off at her mother. It's like all that money she's comes like, from her. If you're gonna be having an account where your mother can funnel money into your account, of course she's gonna see the balance on your account. Okay,
yeah,
you can't have your Al Gore and eat it too.
Yeah, if you don't want your mother to be snooping around in your account, how about don't have some sort of like weird shared account thing when you're 50 years old? You're 50 years old, and then like it's like being on a family plan when you're 50. I don't mind, but then don't get annoyed if someone's like, "Hey, you've been using up a lot of minutes. Mother, stay out of my Verizon minutes." It's like, well, just don't be on a family plan with your mom then because you're 50.
Yeah. Oh, you know? So good. And I was so jealous at the same time. Like, really watching these scenes, I just feel like you're such a little bitch, but also, God, I wish I was that little bitch. And how lazy are my parents? You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, what have you done for me? And my parents have been always very good parents, but I'm like, fuck you, you lazy slobs. Like, what am I having to do?
Well, this was oddly enough their love language. This is their way of saying I love you, is having this like awful fight on camera. So Dee goes, "Well, this conversation isn't going anywhere. I mean, I have my way of living. You have your way of living. I pay my bills. You need to pay your bills. I own everything. The repo man's going to your house. I'm in charge of things. You break things. I mean, somewhat, you just need to work it out."
Yeah. And Dan, and it is like their love. I was just thinking about you saying it's their love language. That's such a good way to put it because it really is. It really becomes a cute mother-daughter scene because she's like, "Well, listen here, Deandra, I don't know what the heck kind of bank loan you think you're going to get with blah, 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 but it ain't going to happen. So get over it, baby." Or whatever she says.
"I will not be your bank. I will not be your bank. The Bank of D.
We have to run some transactions by you, please. So please press 1 if this was your transaction. Calling your mother and asking her for money."
Yeah.
"I pressed 1 for you because you're too lazy to do it. Called your mother and asked for money. I pressed 1 for you again because you're too lazy to do it." But yeah,
remember how I said I wasn't going to be your bank? Well, I went to the bank the other day and I realized I actually would love to be your bank. And we're going to start by doing this. If you would like some customer assistance, just sign here and I'll be right with you. Okay, I'm going out to lunch now.
I don't know what kind of loan you think you're going to get, but it ain't going to happen, honey. And Deandra says, well,
I definitely feel a sense of betrayal because of the way my mother handled the business over. But the more mother tells me I can't do something, the more it spurs me on to prove her wrong.
And I was like, wow, that was actually a good mother-daughter scene. Mama D has inspired Deandra to actually work. I mean, come on, hugs, yeah. Everybody, hugs. Go home.
If only Mama
mother.
D had said that Deandra would not possibly be able to do due diligence on a company she's taking over, maybe she'd be in a better place. So now we go to a restaurant called El Bolero, where Cameron and Court are there. And Court looks just bored out of his mind already. He's like, oh, he's like, you ready for that garden party,
whatever,
shower? What is it again? Bowling party? Pizza party? What is it?
So the garden engagement party. I like when they walked into this Mexican restaurant and he goes, I love this place. It's so eclectic. Yeah, it's crazy. That chips and guac, I can't believe they put that together. Who would have thought?
So eclectic.
Yeah. So she's like, oh my God, what do you have, waiter? And he's like, hello, my name is Salomon. She's like, oh my God, that's so eclectic. It's like Salomon with other names. So anyway, she's like, well, I've been waiting a month for this party. Okay, here she's coming. Carrie and Mark with her husband, Mark. We also have Brandy and Stephanie on the list, but that's another story.
Yeah. And then the waiter comes by and is like, okay, I'm ready to take your order. She goes, I'll do the taco Cameron, which I believe she meant to order the taco Cameron, the shrimp tacos. But she just is like, tacos Cameron. I can't believe all these Mexican restaurants have named their tacos after me. That's so nice.
She just takes it for granted. Like, I've really inspired the eclectic people.
It's what an eclectic Taco Bell.
I just don't have the heart to tell them that they've been spelling it wrong this whole time.
Yeah. I feel so bad that they don't know how to spell my name, but I'll just keep saying my name and then they'll learn eventually.
Mm-hmm. No, honey, they're saying shrimp. Well, then why don't you answer them, Court?
Oh, they named a taco after you too, Court? This place is so nice. We should really donate some ghost chairs to them.
So then they start talking about how, oh, it's their anniversary is coming up. And she's like, you know, when I get fried food that I'm stressed. And he goes, oh, well, or it's that you've been married 11 years and you know, not stressing you out or something. Oh, no, you don't care about calories.
Yeah.
And she's like, we've been married that long. How is that possible? He's like, I don't know. But you're seriously more beautiful than the day I met you. She's like, that's sweet, but you know what? You're not going to get onto this menu. They have to decide to do it on their own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, the more you want to be on the menu, the less likely they're going to put you on the menu, okay? Yeah. So she's basically like, you know, before I met Court, like, I wasn't high maintenance until I met Court. I was very low maintenance. Like, I was nature Barbie, okay? I used to camp all the time. And then I met Court, and he doesn't camp. So then I became couture Barbie.
And Court is like, all right, so back to your monster. And she's like, okay, thanks. So I coordinated dates with these girls months ago. Brandy said, I'm sorry, I have an Easter party. And then Stephanie called. The exact same story, okay? Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly the same. It was like two ghost chairs stacked on top of each other. Just a perfect fit. And like, I have vendors on the line. I have a photographer. Okay. I got Lennon's monogrammed. Okay. Like, that's a big deal, Carl.
I have vendors on the line. I like that she's so surprised that they both have kids who are doing Easter things, like on Easter.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like Jesus Christ literally came back from the dead just to fuck with Cameron's party.
So Corp's like, oh man, Leanne has a lot of parties. It's not a lot of parties. It's tradition. Tradition have a lot of parties, okay? Like, we had 5 showers. Do you remember that? He's like, I try not to. We had a bachelorette party. We had a rehearsal dinner. We had a couple sushi party. We had a goodbye guest party. We had it's Thursday in the morning at 11:15 party.
She says so many things. I was like, what? We had a couple sushi party?
Couple sushi party. That's a party when you invite couples to sushi. But then there's also a sushi couples party when you have sushi out of fish that are couples.
Which is mean, but also really delicious.
And really romantic.
So they just talk. She's like, yeah, we celebrated a whole year and it never ended. Look, we're still celebrating. Cameron.
Cameron. Tacos
sells
Cameron.
Up the menu.
We're still celebrating, especially because now I'm on the menu. I'm basically like a national pastime in Mexico food.
Oh, I was so happy when we decided to take our honeymoon in Eclectico. What a great place.
We had so much fun in Cabo San Lucas. We ate so many burritos in Cabo San Lucas that when we came back, we just wanted more and more. So now we're here at the Taco Cameron place ordering tacos, which aren't burritos. But how could I have a burrito when there's a Taco Cameron to be had?
So we go to Travis and Stephanie. He's like, you smell good. She's like,
hey, you smell good. You want mine? why are you being so nice to me? What's going on?
Like cheating. He better not be. Like every time he comes in, he's being so nice and charming. I'm like, you better keep it in your pants. I swear to God, sir.
I know. Stephanie's sitting amongst these enormous pillows. She's like trying to camouflage herself on that couch. She's like, oh, I hope I don't get thrown into the pool again. I'll just hide amongst the pillows.
So he brings her, it's her anniversary too. So he's bringing her this big gift and it's like this really fancy box, which I'm too poor to understand what that box is. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, Caldors?
It's yellow. It's the same color as a DeWalt screwdriver. Okay, I can tell you
it's
that.
It's the screwdriver store.
Yeah, it's from Best Buy in my eyes, which would be great. So, I mean, somebody buying me a drill, you know?
Yeah, that's a big box.
Yeah. So inside, he's like, here, it's everything you've taken from me. She's like, oh, my God. And then she opens it, and it's like toothbrushes that she uses his toothbrush, and she seals his deodorant, and and then $1,000 in fives.
Yeah, and I was like, this is funny, but I was like waiting for like the gag to be over, and then like under the tissue paper is like a bracelet, or like it's a ticket to a romantic trip to Morocco or something. But I was like, no, it's just some things he gathered from the Target travel aisle.
Yeah. And so he starts telling a story about his dad, because his dad is in Thailand and he
Bangkok.
Apparently or in Bangkok, and he goes there all the time, even though he's really sick and like always on death's door. And then he gets so bad that Travis has to go to Thailand and rescue him all the time, which this is all sounding very fishy to me. I'm just going to say that right now. Like,
oh,
that's so crazy.
Sketch.
Travis has to go to Thailand again for his sick father who nobody can get a hold of.
Since I'm literally going to Bangkok next week, I will look for Travis's dad and try to save him. Save Travis the trip. I will do it. Just give me the vital information. I'll be like, hi, this is Ben from Watch Your Crappins. Make fun of your son on the internet. Just want to make sure you're on your meds. Oh, okay. There's a hooker over there. I'll see you later. Bye.
I just like the idea that that's really true. And you're going to be spending your entire time there going up to guys with oxygen tanks and just taking their pictures and like putting them on social to see if you get any likes.
If I see someone who looks like he's like sort of sweating and looks like his head is about to explode, going, but he's like older, I'll be like, you're Travis's dad, aren't you?
Yeah, like a really hot old version of Fred Flintstone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm really excited. That's going to go on my itinerary for Bangkok.
So they tell the story, and it's just a very weird week for parents on Bravo. I mean, Bravo parents really are just not coming out as winners this week. They're all a bunch of dickheads. And then I started wondering, is everybody's parent just shitty, or is it a generational thing? Like, is this just the generation that blames their parents for everything? Because they're a little older. Well, is he older than me or younger than me? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I'm ageless. But, yeah, I mean, I blame everything on my parents. So I find it very liberating.
I blame nothing on my parents because I'm the best little boy in the world. So
you should try it. It feels so good. Like even when I like get a red light, I'll be like, God damn it. This is because my mother never believed in me and my tennis abilities.
Well, so what's funny is so Travis, they're talking about this situation and like this guy, he's sick and he's always pushing his luck. He's gonna have to go. And you see, it's like a painful thing to talk about. It's like, this is his dad and this is what he has to deal with. He has to stop his world every single time. And you know, the dad doesn't thank him and they've got to like save the dad and recuperate him and everything. And you know, one day they're gonna get the call and the dad's always pushing his luck. And one day his luck is gonna run out. And then Travis goes, yeah, well, so let's make dinner. And Stephanie goes, huh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fun scene, then.
Yeah,
so thanks. Then I was fast-forwarding through the commercials, and I thought, oh, it's a housewife. So I press stop, and I just hear, yeast infection! Because it was a Real Housewives of New Jersey preview. it was the best place to press play. Yeast infection!
Yeah, it's nice to see that Kim D has renamed her store. So now... it's time for the couple's shower. So it's the couple's shower finally. And it is actually beautiful. Obviously the thing probably cost like $50,000 or who knows how much. It was just gorgeous. And basically it's Cameron and her mother-in-law, Jimmy, just marching around this space. Jimmy is scurrying around. Because it's funny because...
Hello.
It's funny because
Ben just went off, you guys. You should have seen Ben's face. Where'd you go?
Come back to the five and dime, Benny Dean.
I it's funny because Jimmy is funny. And she's just like this little scurrying, like, you know what? She's like Danny DeVito in Taxi, you know? Like, I feel like she should be like behind like a thing being like, okay, you have to go drive here.
She's like Danny DeVito in anything, really.
Yeah, which is a compliment.
So, yeah, she's like, all right, well, here's how it's going to work, okay? There's beautiful ghost chairs over there. If people can't see them, just say, believe in them, sit down. All right, and then you go over here, and there's a wall of balloons, okay? And that's where people are going to want to see that because they're going to want over there. They're going to go over there and get their pictures made.
Okay. Jimmy, I've got a question about the ghost chair. One of them seems to be making pottery with someone. Is that normal?
Oh, my God. That lady with short hair is making out with Whoopi Goldberg. Is this weird to anybody else?
Did anyone notice that chair just pushed a penny up on a door? Is that strange?
Jimmy, you in danger, girl. So Cameron's just going around going, whoa, Jimmy, you did an incredible job. Like, there's gold things because Leanne likes gold. Oh my God, there's Firks because people are going to eat with Firks. That's crazy, Jimmy. You are so talented.
The flowers are just so flurry. Mm-hmm. And like, I know that Leanne would probably want Cartabar to be singing at her wedding, but like, for me, I like something that's like timeless, which is why I hired this quartet. And then the producer is like, did you notice anything strange about the quartet? She's like, and we see it's a trio. She's like, oh, it's a trio? I paid for a trio again? And we see that last year she also paid for a quartet and it was a trio.
At her art party. Her dog art party, to be more specific. Right. It's all coming back to
Thank
me
you.
Now. So
Thank
she,
you.
She goes, Jimmy, I love the crystal candelabras. Are they going to have candles in them? Yes, Cameron. It's like, you know, Jimmy's like, yeah, no, I'm a fucking idiot, Cameron. Fuck out of here.
We're going all out. We've even had a carny cocktail. Basically, what it is like a margarita, but instead of shaking it, we just put it on the scrambler and let it go for 2 minutes, and then it comes back. And it's so scared because the entire time I kept thinking it was going to hit the wall, but you never hit the wall in the scrambler. Ever.
It's a carny drink. Basically, we put a lot of expensive alcohol in a thing and shake it up and go right up to the glass and then leave the glass with their grandmother empty.
It's a carny drink. You can only drink from it if you throw a ring on top of it and get it around the entire glass.
That's like the only carnival thing I can ever think of when we're talking about this. That ring toss game. Oh, and the squirt gun thing where you squirt the clown's mouth until the balloon pops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is sort of like Cameron's head at the moment because she's still so mad that Brandy and Stephanie canceled at the last minute.
She's like,
their names. Gotta get rid of their names.
Gotta get rid of their names. Okay. We have so many people. Okay. We've got to change these names on the table. Okay. Stephanie, get rid of her name. Brandy, get rid of her. Brian, get rid of his name. No, Travis. Travis is hot, but get rid of his. I'm going to keep Travis's name here.
That's four people at the table. Stole. That's like four fewer people. Okay. Even with Travis's name in my pocket, it's still four fewer people.
So this is when Leanne and Rich show up and she's like,
thank you. Thank you. I'm exhausted from these parties.
She goes, hey, Rich, you see that? He goes, not really. I only have one eye.
So
Heidi Dillon was there.
Mark Duber comes right up. Who was there?
Heidi Dillon.
Heidi Dillon. And Rich was there. Rich and Mark. Mark comes over to Rich. And they're just like, hey, how's it going?
And I just love that guys can still be friends after shit like that. You know, it's like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. God, that was so funny when your wife said I was getting blowjobs in that bar on TV. We should really have lunch sometime. Messina, brah.
And then Leanne's like, well, I have to say something, Cameron. My wedding will not be this pretty, FYI. It will not. I mean, it's basically going to be happening on a trampoline with some Mylar on the walls. That is, unless Prash can find the inner heart to maybe throw in some extra decorations. Can you do that for me, Prash? Please?
Oh, sorry. That was a weird snort.
We call that Prashing.
The ladies are all cheersing each other. And Leanne's like, here's the old married ladies. And Tiffany goes, yeah, we don't have to give blowjobs anymore. Cheers, ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, Leanne's very excited about that. So then they start making speeches about, like, you know, girl, you're just the best. And Tiffany being like, I remember the time that you lifted me off the floor when I was in the middle of a Coke binge in Hollywood. And wow, I was like, I knew I had a girlfriend for life. That's right, Fee. That's right. Not a roast, though. Not a roast.
And Steve is like, and I would like to say cheers to the host and hostess and pass around this hat. Do with it what you guys feel like doing with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if anyone wants to donate to Leanne and Rich's wedding fund, yeah, by all means. I mean, you don't have to, but I guess they have done a lot for everyone here, haven't they?
Now, yeah. I want everybody during my toast to just go ahead and close your eyes and just think, toast to the person whose name rhymes with Free Ann, and I'm going to remember right now what she's done to me, and then I'm going to reimburse her accordingly. Okay, who wants to start?
So they're all just like hanging around and Cameron's like, hey, Leanne, did Curry text you about drinks tonight? And Leanne's like, no.
And I just invited her to a wedding. I just invited her to my wedding.
And you can't invite me out to cocktails, says Leanne, who last episode was saying that she'd even invite Carrie because
like she barely knows her. So Carrie's like, why would she not invite me, girl? I mean, that's like, that hurts my feelings.
Yeah, my feelings are hurt, even though I really don't know who Carrie is, other Carrie. I mean, all I know is that she took my spot and has a K in her name instead of a C. Oh my God, that's like my taco. It's spelled with a C, but I like don't have the heart to tell them it's a Carrot Cameron with a K.
So then she's like, well, I mean, I figured everyone was invited because it's girls' night. So you invite everybody to girls' night. Who would she invite then? They're like, Brandy and Stephanie.
And Dandra, probably Dandra.
It's like, yeah, all of the rest of the cast.
Like, and Leanne's like, I just can't believe that she didn't invite me. I mean, I've invited her to most of my parties. So you invite her most. But so, yeah. So then Leanne's basically going to crash it. And Carrie's like, well, Leanne, I don't think that's the way to fix it. Who said I'm fixing it?
So they decide they're going to go crash this. And Cameron's like, I admit that's not proper etiquette, but I'm so annoyed with Brandy and Stephanie, whose names I had to throw on the floor at a very clean party, that I'm gonna bust this girl's night.
I mean, last time I checked, Brandy and Stephanie don't have tacos named after them. So until they get some tacos, they don't have a taco shell to stand on. Okay?
A shell to stand on. So cake cutting time. Leanne's waving around his knives. And Rich is just like, be careful. That's how this happened. Like, God, these two are really up on their blindness jokes.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah. The couple that jokes about their blindness together, findness together. Okay, hugs, guys. Yeah. Hugs, you crazy kids.
So now it's like the happy hour time, and Carrie is there with
Brandy.
A fanny
pack. She's there with a fanny pack.
Oh, I didn't notice that. And, you know, like, left to her own devices, Carrie has the most uninteresting things to say. Like, ah, my daughter's going to L.A. for college. Oh, I'm going to miss her. You know, if I could, I would move right next to her because, oh, I just miss her. But, like, I want to get the house here. Like, that would be so nice. But, Eduardo's family owns the house.
Yeah. She starts like she's talking about how much she's going to miss her children. But what she's really saying is that she wants a house in her name because once Eduardo kicks the bucket, she's going to be left with nothing and she's going to be poor and homeless.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah. They start, Carrie and Brandy start trading notes. And basically, they both find out that they were invited to Leanne's wedding via text because apparently, since Brandy didn't show up to the shower, she did not have a magnanimous invitation offering from Rich, so she had to get it via text.
Yes, and Carrie's like, Brandy says, well, you know, I have kids, they have parties and things, so I had to do that. And Stephanie's like, but like the wedding, and Carrie's, yeah, so she got sent the text message, and Brandy goes, I too received a text message.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very fancy way of saying it. So now everyone's like too fancy to get the lady with poop on her hat from season one is now too classy to receive a message by or an invitation by text.
Yeah. And the lady who, because now Deandra has joined and she's also not invited. And basically, the lady who is talking about like having to go into austerity measures with her company is then mad at someone who texted her an invitation instead of mailing her one.
Yeah. So Carrie is like, well, you know, I just didn't want to invite her to girls' night because I like girls, you know, it's so fun being with you girls. And there's something with Leanne, you know, like we went to Haunted House and we had so much fun, but then there's something, I don't know what it is about Leanne. It's something negative. I was like, what do you mean? It's not like a little thing. It's like, do you know what happened to me as a child?
Yeah.
You don't like Leanne, you know, we get it.
Yeah, I'm like a little over Carrie being like, I just want to be around positive people. Positive, I need positivity.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're on a Real Housewives show. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, you just spent the first moment, like the first 10 minutes of the night that you arranged, bitching that your husband isn't buying something in your name so that when he dies, you'll have nothing. Like, you're not really starting anything out on a positive moment either. So shut up over there.
Yeah, shut up.
Shut it up.
Yeah, so Deandra's, she's telling the women, you know, manners indicate that wedding invitations should be sent out 6 to 8 weeks before the wedding, okay, mother? And another thing, could someone pay my lease off so I can get out of that damn office?
I know, I was like, what are the manners on when you're supposed to send lease notices, like lease abandonment notices?
Yeah.
You all know that she didn't want to invite any of you asses to her wedding, and she's using it as some weird power move later on because you were nice to her for 5 minutes, okay? It's not like she just, you know, did it all wrong. She's holding it as a power move over your head, and you're actually letting it work because you care so much that you're having a private time about somebody else that you don't even like, and you're spending the whole time talking about that other person. What do you think of that, mother?
So meanwhile, Carrie, Leanne, and Cameron have gathered in a car to head over to Girls' Night. And Cameron has been snooping around on Stephanie's Instagram, and she basically saw a picture of Stephanie with her kid, and he's like in this like really cute dinosaur costume. And Cameron goes, he's in like a dinosaur costume? That's not Easter.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's not Easter.
I saw Jurassic Park and no one looked for any eggs.
Easter is about bunnies dying and then coming back to life.
Yeah. Last time I checked, dinosaurs are still extinct.
So she thinks like she's really pulled one over. She's like, why not just be honest with me? Did you copy and paste Brandy's response and send it to me? She's like, you're going to lie about an event. Don't go on social media and turn yourself in because you're kind of caught now. Dinosaur lady.
The smoking dinosaur gun. Like the most benign, sweet photo of like a kid who's clearly at like a school event, because why else would he be dressed like a dinosaur in the middle of April? And Cameron's like, That's not Easter. That's not Easter.
Sorry. Look at her. She's partying with her kid. She's at another party.
She's
right
partying.
Now.
It's a dinosaur party. She walked the dinosaur. Wow.
They come in and Cameron's like, hey, girl. Hey, girls. Hey, girls. And they're like, oh, my God. And Carrie is cracking me up because she doesn't even pretend. She's just like, oh. She's furious that they're even there.
And Leanne's like, well, don't you look gorgeous? Yeah, I meant that sarcastically.
Yeah. And so she's like, you know what's odd, Carrie? Because at my bachelorette party, you said, why didn't you invite me? And then you didn't invite me to this. And she's like, oh, how would you feel if I showed up at your shower or your reception or somewhere you didn't invite me to? How would you like that if Deandra showed up someplace like that? How would you like that, Leanne? Leanne's like, You upset? You upset? You mad? Are you really mad that I'm here? What is it?
Well, you showed up to my girls' night, and I just want people around me who are positive. I'm like, oh my God, not again.
So Leanne's just like, I didn't come here to ruin anything. I didn't get to see you girls at my shower today, which you were supposed to be at instead of your dinosaur party.
Did either of you guys even tell her you weren't going to her shower? Did you even text her, or are you too busy running from velociraptors?
And then Brandy goes, I texted you. She goes, mm-mm. She's like, yes, I did. I'll read it. And she's like, okay, well, just say whatever you want then. We know that Brandy, you know she texted her because you already told us that she texted you.
Brandy and Cameron have, I believe, a fairly long history of texting miscommunications, because wasn't there a reunion, some issue of that, like Cameron texted Brandy and Brandy said she never got the text, and Cameron pulled out her phone and was like, Monday, March 3rd. Hey, girl, the ghost chairs just came in and I'm wondering where you are. Be careful. I hear there's dinosaurs loose at schools these days.
Yeah, and Brandy just answers any text that she gets, apparently, except for Cameron's. Yeah. Cameron's like, so Brandy reads the whole text, and then she's like, well, okay, but you didn't send that till Monday, and, like, you had even responded whether you were going to eat chicken or beef. And Brandy's like, well, someone texted me from some unknown number saying, do you like chicken or beef? And I was like, duh, I like steak. I mean, I didn't know. I just figured someone wanted to know if I like chicken or beef.
So you heard it here first. Fishers of America, if you have a scam that you would like Brandy to hand over her information over to, no questions asked, Brandy Redmond's your girl. Just send her an email and say, hey, what's your social security number? And she'll probably just answer.
Yeah. You don't even have to really fish.
Yeah.
They're fighting. Now they all just start fighting, right? Okay, so Brandy is – okay, let's just let Deandra narrate it. Oh, no, wait. Let's go to Stephanie and Cameron, because they're the ones who start getting into it. So Kendra starts going – what did I say? Kendra?
I said Kendra.
Kendra, damn it. So Stephanie and Cameron. So Stephanie's like, can we talk? And Cameron's like, you know, when you said you wanted to move forward, I just have to say actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
And two palabras guacamole-centric. That's it. That's all I'm going to say about it. She's like, I don't even know what you're even talking about, Cameron, okay? She's like, well, Brandy wasn't attending, and I knew. 5 minutes later, you were going to text me and say you weren't attending. And then guess what? 5 minutes later, you text me and said you weren't attending. Yeah.
Okay. Like, why did you say your child was at an Easter event when your child's in a dinosaur suit?
It's like
the lines that come out of this show, like just in isolation – why did you say your child was at an Easter event when your child is in a dinosaur suit? Or like, you're dealing drugs to my dog. Why don't deal drugs to me? Like, these lines are just like just gold just falling off out of the TV.
Yeah. And so Stephanie's like, so wait, you're saying you don't believe me that my child had something going on today? And she goes, no, I have a problem believing you because I have children in school. So.
And they don't dress like dinosaurs on Easter. You know what they dress like?
An excuse.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, what my goodness. Like? Ghost chairs. So yeah, she's
I'm
like,
I'm going to be that for Halloween, a ghost chair.
I didn't even know they were called ghost chairs. I just thought they were called clear acrylic chairs.
That's the best costume. I'm going to win every costume party I go to. Ghost chair.
Yeah. So Stephanie's like, you know, they're all like, Stephanie's like, Cameron, I have nothing to say to you. I have nothing to say to you. And Brandy's like, I'm going to support my children before I support a shower. And Stephanie turns to Leanne and is like, Leanne, like, I'm really sorry. I should have told you that I wasn't able to come. And so then Leanne starts playing this innocent card of like, oh no, it's fine. I just was thinking, did I do something that I didn't even know about? Do they hate me? Because they always hate me. I just never know. You know when my period is, right? You've learned that by now. Have we learned when my period is?
So then Cameron's like, you know what? I don't think you should have used the word surface. Stephanie's like, Jesus Christ, are we going to still go back to that fight again? And she goes, well, you're the one who said surface, so you should own saying surface.
She's yeah, like, oh, you have to live up to what you say when you say surface, you know?
She's like, I can't with you. And Stephanie's getting bitchy, which is so funny. It's so nice. I mean, yeah. Of course it took a Cameron to do that.
Exactly, because Stephanie's like, no, what I'm trying to say is that, like, I wasn't saying your surface. I was saying our friendship was surface because we don't have, like, deep, meaningful, you know, heart-to-hearts and talks. And she's like, well, you don't let me in, girl. You don't let me in. And she's like, no, I feel judged. I feel judged. That's your insecurity. Mm-hmm. That's the sort of insecurity that makes someone dress up like a dinosaur on Easter.
Yeah, and I went deep with you, okay, dinosaur mom? I went deep with you. And she's like, no, deep is not saying, like, I'm like, oh my God, you know, like, my mom said beauty is pain. Like, that's not deep, okay? Like, it's always all about you. And she goes, oh, so you're the victim again.
Oh, okay. I guess you're Jeff Goldblum just hanging out and, like, a dinosaur comes and eats your leg off. I guess that's what you are. And I guess I'm the dinosaur now, huh? But that's funny because last time I checked, your son was the dinosaur.
Sorry what happened to you, chubby mailman from Seinfeld. Sorry.
Last time I checked, that dinosaur was actually quite beautiful and had a beautiful open fan situation going on behind its ears. And the postman was mean to it. So who's the real victim?
So Cameron can't piss Stephanie off. Like, she can't. She's trying so hard to just make Stephanie look bad, but Stephanie just keeps going, okay, you know what? I'm not going to stay on the Cameron hamster wheel, okay? So Cameron, you know what? If you want to be friends, then, you know, we're just going to try and be friends. And Cameron's like, well, if you want to be more than a surface relationship, you have to put the work in. She goes, okay, Cameron. Cameron's like, okay. She's like, okay. Yeah. Okay, then. Okay, we did it. We solved it. Cheers.
Hey, Leanne, even though I wasn't able to make it to your couple's shower, I did get you a Microsoft Surface. Oh, you see there, you said it again. You said it again. It's not nice.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Dallas.
You guys, thank you.
Fun episode.
As always. Oh my God, I was cracking up. We are going to be back on Monday to talk. What are we talking about on Monday? Married to Medicine. So that will be super, super fun. And until then, you guys have a wonderful rest of your week.
Talk to you soon, everybody. Boing.
Talk to you later. Bye.